We are holding Daf Kuf from Aleph, and last Shaila was that Gid HaNosha Shnezbasel, that the Mishnah says if you have a Gid HaNosha that you cooked up with other Gidim, so it says if you can't pull out the Gid itself, then everything is also. So the Gemara's question, why? For Levata Bruva, why don't we say that this one Gid should be bottled with all the other Gidim? Rashi says, Ki ain makir, in case we can't recognize this Gid throughout the other Gidim, so go bust the Raiv, since Raiv is a mut, it should be bottled with Raiv. It says what Ber Yishani, I'll tell you, Ber Yishani is different. That our time in the Mishnah Hold is called the Ber Yishani, the Gid HaNosha. And the other place it says, the Afilu Bielef Le Bottle. And the same thing, the Chen Chati Chalu Leschabed Le Bottle. That was the more says here. The question is with the Rabbanu Nikalocha, that since that Locha, the Ber Yishani, you hear this Gid HaNosha, it's called the complete thing, therefore the Gid HaNosha, it's not bottle. Then the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah to the Chen Chatichah Shenevela, same thing, you have a piece of meat of a nevela, so it falls into other pieces of meat, so the Zman Shemakira, you take it out, and then it's bottled batam. But if you don't, you can't recognize which one it is, then it's not bottled. And let's question again, why? The Tivata Bruva, you have one piece of meat, so into other pieces of meat. So why don't I say, Chad Betray is bottled? Then it's only Shalat Gizlov Tamana, so that's bottled, Chad Beshishim. The Gemara says, Honicha Mishnah is good. Leman diyama kol shadak limonis. If you hold like the shita or anything that usually you count, it's choshev. It's not bottle. Shanino, it's very good. Rashi says kol shadak, anything that's the usual manner of counting it. The Masechta Ola, Rashi says gadi chavilei or tilton, a bundle of tilton, the way bottle. So honami pom shomtime shaninis. A person counts it. The yodim also limreis chatichos leminyan ochem shaziman. Sometimes you count how many portions you have. You know you have this amount of gifts. You make sure you have enough portions. There's into something that sometime you count. It's a double chosh of this, but it's not bottle. But el leman diyama. If shadakim imonashaninu, he learns not to know only the special things. Rashi says miyuchad, the special leminyan, that you only sell these things when you count them. He never sells them by the pound. Or all bunched together, you only sell each one separately, that's what's not bottle precious. But anything that sometimes you sell with an estimate, it would be bottle. So Michael Mayma, what can you say? As a rule, a piece of meat also, sometimes you buy a pound of meat. So why isn't the piece of meat bottle then? Mazanachnami, Shani Chaticha, here the Mishnah talks about a Chaticha, a whole big piece of meat. It means to say, Shani Chaticha, piece of meat here, Hoyaluya, Leschabit Bolot Neochim. Since you could put it out in front of the guests, it's a nice big portion here. It's a fancy portion for something you give in front of the guests. Therefore, it's not bottle. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But this Chatich is also not bottle. The more type of special tricha, need both Chiddush and the Mishnah. The Yashmin and Girvud just said the Chiddush by the Gid HaNosha, the whole Siyarik of Vein, Mishum de Ber Yehi. It's called a treacher. It's called the whole thing by itself. It's called one big vein. That's why it's not bottle. Avo Chaticha, but a good piece of meat. A maloy, it's not called a berry, it's only a piece. I would have thought to say maybe it is bottle. And the Yashmina Chatich, the Mishnah would just would have said the Chiddush about a Chatich, a big piece of meat. That has a special thing to it that it's fit to give to Ochim. That's why it's not bottle. Avo Gid, but a Gid Anosha, you don't serve in front of guests. A maloy, maybe that is not Choshe, maybe that would be bottle. Tzricha, if I need both Chiddushim and the Mishnah, both of them is called the Gadova Choshe, that it's not a bottle. In other words, it says Dorash Rabba Bar Bachono. He dashed like this: that Chaticha Shel Nevela. If you have a piece of meat of a Nevela, the Shel Dag Tomei. And also, you have a piece of a fish, a piece of a fish from a Dag Tomei. Eino Oiseris. It doesn't make it also. Eino Oiseris. That's the Pleto. Means if you cook it up with something else and its taste comes out of it, doesn't come also. Achetitain Tam. Until this piece of meat, this piece of fish, can give off taste. Berotiv, into the juice that's cooking it up with, uva kefir, and in the thickness on the bottom of the gravy like, uva chatichos, and with the chatichos. In other words, when you say something is nice in time, you include everything that's in the pot. That's able to give taste into everything, and everything goes against it. If there's 60 other things, everything included, then it becomes mutter. And Rashi says, Eino says the plaintiff, achia bo kadeh lita in time, berotiv, kefir, uva chatichos. Is everything like in the soup pot is mitzvah to the heta. So if you have 60 times that amount over the isra, he'll be mutter to eat the rest of the soup. So Moshe Uki Rav Amor Rula, Rav put an interpreter over this. The Dorch adopts him like this. No, he argues and says no, that Kivan Shinosan Tam Bechaticha, as long as this tam of the nevela, the meat of the nevela first touches another piece of meat, as soon as it gives taste into that piece of meat, we say a swell of chaticha at manas of nevela, that piece of meat now in itself becomes like a nevela, and therefore the aseres kol chaticha kulan, and it asks all the other chatichas the vnei shehin mina, because that called mina like min be min is not bottle, so last all the other pieces. So Rashi says like this. Oki Rava Moralei, Hemed Maturgan, put an interpreter before another Lividrash. Only Hashmil Ram, tell everybody, Shle Yumba Mirava Vavachon, don't listen to Rava Vavachon like he's wrong. Well, because he holds that Kivan Shinos Natan Chaticha. Achas, Shehoisa Betsid the Tomet, in the case where this trefa piece of meat was always next to another piece of meat. Achinis Bashla Tchilimo, or Rash learns, where you cooked it separately, just those two pieces by itself. Before you put other pieces into the pot, you didn't have 60 times against a piece of meat of Issa first. Hey, first one piece of Issa the meat fell in, let's say the two pieces of meat. So you don't have 60 against it. So the tam of the meat of Nevela went into the tam of those pieces of meat. So at that time, he owes a chiddush, those pieces of meat is not from Nevela. When the tam Issa goes in there, they mamish turn over to become the nevelas themselves. So v'yachakach nitin shachatichas b'gedera, then later you put other pieces of meat in the gedera, so nothing doing. Because we say these first three pieces, chaticha v'shezu shekibla tam anavela, nasas nevela atzma. This one piece, or these two or three pieces, that they received the tam first from the nevela, they mamish become a shtik nevela themselves. Like tam is kibla means the tam that goes in, changes over the head to mamma to become like Issa. And therefore, these three pieces are like goof of the Issa. And therefore, the Yaisteros Kolachatichos Kulan, the Vnei Shein Mino, that they after all the other pieces of meat, because it's the same min, you say min the minoi. Rashi says, the Kofar, the half min was, what he meant to say was, Kofar Bezach, the Vnei Shein Mino le bottle. Because since it's min the minoi, Chatich Lechti, that's why it's not bottle. Fiafilu Yeshpan Rel Bittel Shein. He thought to say, even if, let's say now, these three pieces of meat, let's say there's 60 times the amount of these three pieces of meat, still he thought he meant to say it's also, because the pieces of meat with the other chatichas remain min b'minei, and he thought he meant to say min b'minei is not bottle. We'll soon see at the end that's not what he meant to say. What he meant to say was just, well, these three pieces now become nas nevela. But Kopon, that's what he dashin, Rav dashin like this, that chatichas is called nas nevela. Omer Safa, Safa said, Omer Safa Rabaya, Safa said Rabaya, Michdi, let's see, Rav Kaman Omer Shemaita, who did Rav say, Rashi said, Yomotnei Shei Minoi, who did Rav mean to say, according to, that he says, since it's been the Minoi, it's the same type, therefore it's not bottle. Look, who was that Shita? Kreb Yehuda, that's a Yehuda Shita. The Yom of Yehuda always told, this Shita is min the Minoi, a bottle. The min the Minoi is not bottle. It's so, the goes according to Kreb Yehuda, my iriki no santam. What do you have to say? Because it's my santam. Afilu ki loy no santam nami. Then even if the first chaticha of nevela did not first give off tam into these first two or three pieces, like what do you have to say? The case is that first you cooked up the piece of nevela with only two pieces of meat, and they received the tam so they cannot nevela. What do you have to say that for? Even if at first right away this piece of nevela fell into 100 other pieces, so what? Since it according to you, this min b'minoi, meat in meat is not bottle. So even if it didn't get cooked up first, it got cooked up right away with another 100 pieces, also it should all be yasa, because min b'minoi is not bottle. So who did Rav say is halacha like? Amalei, so he answered back, so Abai answered back, Amalei, hocha ma'eskinon, we're talking about Rav, hocha ma'eskinon, b'shekodam v'solkoi. We're talking about right now, you took out the piece Issa. That's what we're talking about right now. You took out the chetzud, the first piece in the veil you took out. That's the chiddush. So therefore, if that piece only fell in to 100 other pieces right away, and you take out that first piece of Issa, it's not here anymore. What's left over? Only the tam. The tam has bought the one in 100. It would have been mutter. Because you can't say min b'mino. You took out the piece Issa. That's the chiddush here. that since at the beginning first you cooked up in that pot only three pieces, so the piece of Issa gave to Tam with the other two pieces, they mamish became Nasan of Elom. So now even if you take away the first Issa, but the other two pieces also remain Issa. And now it falls into another big pot of more pieces of meat. That's the Chiddush, since it's Mimbe Milas, not bottle. That's the Chiddush we're talking about, that the first piece of Nevela eventually is taken throw out. So therefore the pot is still also only because at first those two pieces of meat received that Hashem Nas Nevela. That's called Gumaskinen Bishakot and Besloka. They come first and took it out. Ravam, Rav says like this. Rav Omar, Afilu Tein, Afilu, you want to say no. Loikot and Besloka. If you want to say the case is we did not come first to Sukkai and take out the first Nevela. That's not the case. Still, have min uminai. Even if the first piece of meat is still here, but I still tell you, have min uminai. True, that piece of meat is here, and there are other pieces of meat. So the meat does not become both and other pieces of meat. But there's still the davar achar. There's other things in the pot besides meat. There's soup there. There's other things in the pot. So then the klal is, the whole min umine v'dover achar, like here, one piece of meat of nevela falls into a few pieces of meat, but there's other things in the pot also. There's heter, there's other heter there. There's juice there. There's vegetables there. In such a case, what I should have said is, simlek est minai kimi shenai, take out these other few pieces of meat, enochanami. When the piece of nevela falls in, so the other few pieces of meat does not help to be mevatel the nevela, because it's min de minai. So take those pieces of meat as if they're not here. Consider as if they're not here. And what's left? The shein minay. Just look upon the juice that's there, the vegetables that's there. And if so, rabba lova mevatloi. So I would have said then that this piece of nevela that falls in should also become bottle. Because since you take out the other pieces of meat, what's left? Just the juice and the gravy you're facing the vegetables. So that all could go against the first piece of meat. And therefore would have been bottle. That's what the chiddush tell us. No. That since at the beginning first you cooked up that piece of meat with the other piece of meat. So they became Nas Nevela. Once they became Nas Nevela, so now how much Issa is here? Three pieces. So now you have to have 60 times all six, all three pieces, and that you don't have. That's the Chiddush. Oh, that's what Rav meant to say. That the Chiddush is that he cooked it first, then the Nevela was just the other two pieces of meat, nothing else there, but since at that time it wasn't bottled, so then we say Nas Nevela. Now, even though you have other juices there and other vegetables there, you need now 60 times all three pieces, not just 60 against one piece. The Kolpon, this is the Gemara, the famous Klal, who is saying, Chaticha Asma Nasas Nevela. The old Tam Kik, or the Tam of the Nevela, goes in, so that piece of meat, Mamash, changes over to become Issa. That's like a Chepsid Yisura now. And now you have to have 60 times all those first pieces of meat that received the Tam from the Nevela. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Noyig b'tahira, the Issa Gira Nosh applies to Behemoth Tahira, but Vienna Noyig b'tameya doesn't apply to Behemoth Tameya. Rabbi Yehudu Aymer, Af b'tameya. No, it even applies to Behemoth Tameya also. Yeah, we'll see some more what the Machlokes is. Issa Chalis or not? Who does even on the Behemoth Tameya, if you eat the Gira Nosh, it still doesn't have Aira. Om Rabbi Yehudu says like this, V'halloi mibnei Yaakov Nesha Gira Nosh. The Yisrael Gira Nosh was Chal right then, the Shasta Malach hit Yaakov at that time. The Adayim Behemoth Temeya Materislam, at that time there's no Issa Behemoth Temeya, Behemoth Terra before Mount Terra. They're allowed even a Behemoth Temeya. And still the Terra says, like at that time, they're not allowed to Gira Nosh. Because either Gira Nosh applies even to Behemoth Temeya. Or Mullah, the Chum said back to you to know, they see my name, and no, it's not true. The Yisrael Gira Nosh really is first Chal Bahasinai. But Shinifted and Koima, the Torah just writes at the place when it really happened. But the Azorah is not in the Geya later, B'Shas Man Torah. So at that time, the Torah says, if you don't need a Behemoth Torah, not a Behemoth Temeya, so the Behemoth Temeya does not apply to the Yisrael Gira Nosha. The Rashi is Omoloi. Posek Zesh is Zero Lov Yisina Nemo, Seba HaSinai. Ziyad Sinap until HaSinai, there was no Azorah, no Yuzuru. But Shnif Tavim Koyim, Ali Yachash Nevo Bissinah, because of Sidu Moshe Zal Torah, because of Mikra Zeh, Ala Maisa, Akenu Zubnei Yisrael Akukain. For Akoponim, the Yisrael's first Chal later, at that time there was Behemoth Tahiris, so the Chom Shiti is only applies to Behemoth Torah, not to a Behemoth Temeya. Yeah. Now the says, is it true the Sov Rabbi Yehuda is the Chalal Issa, according to Yehuda Havminar is, that if you eat the Gira Nosh of Behemoth Temeya, you chayiv two malkasin. one for eating a behemoth tameya, and one for the yista gira nosha. So who you see the yista gira nosha is chal upon the yista of a behemoth tameya. So the Gemara says that's true. If you hold yista chalal yista, I brought tani. You learn like this. Rabbi Yudu Aimer, Yochol tehei nevelas oif tamei, mitama begadma beisablia. I would have thought the same. Somebody eats or swallows a kazayis of a nevelas oif tamei. You have a dead bird, a tamadika bird. If you eat from its nevela, that you should become tamei. This is the locha by an oif tahara. By oif tahara, if it dies and eats from the nevela, it's matam you b'shach, you eat it. Now I would have thought to say the same thing applies by behemoth tamei. Mr. says no. Tamla, the Apostle says, Tamalema says, Nevela utrefala yechal, letamabo. You cannot eat a nevela utrefa, not to be matami yourself. So we dashin, Mishe isura mishum batrecha nevela. There has to be a love not to eat this piece of meat because it's a nevela. Mashma, if it wouldn't be a nevela, you'd be allowed to eat it. Then the Torah says, if you eat it, you become tamay. But your tzedzeh goes out of this, oif, tamay. Shein Yisur Mishum Batecha Nevela. The Yisur is not Mishum Batecha Nevela. Elu Mishum Batecha Temeya. It's a different Yisur. The Yisur Batecha Temeya. That you're not allowed to eat the Neuf Temeya. Not because of Nevela. Therefore, it doesn't apply the process to say, Mutama Bo, it's not Mutama Yu. So Rashi says what? Nevela Trefel Yuch Otova Bo, Vnei Shi Mutama Biachila Zu. Nevela Soif Mutokin Toras Kanim. Yevach Vachukama. What Yochel af Nevelas oif tomei b'mash matamu Nevelas treifle Yochel mishisum mishum matoich Nevela and yoyim lechosh etomei bo yishen yisum mishum Nevela le mishum oif tomei. Now al midikom ein yisum mishum Nevela al masvilei le af yis Nevela b'chal yis tomei. That's the kasha. So if you hold this svarom that oif tomei, since that the yis that chal first upon this bird, so when the bird dies and comes in Nevela, there's no yis in Nevela eating it. Why not? Even though the mice it's in Nevela, because the old ain't a chal nisa. Like, since first it's chal nisa tamei on the bird, so when it dies, the yis in the veil is not chal upon it. So there's no yis in the veil on a knife tamei. That's why if you eat it, it's not mitami you. Kovan Mishti, according to Yehuda, ain't nisa chal nisa. Because if you hold nisa could be chal upon a nisa, so even though the oif was tamei, and it was also treated before, but now when it dies, it should be chal a second nisa, it should become a neveila. See, according to Yehuda, it doesn't have a shame in the veil. See, you don't say it's a chal nisa. Well, it says the chitay. Maybe you'll tell me the chitay. According to you, the taka holds taka ain is the chalisa. No, one is the cannot be chal upon a second one. So why does it say now mishnah that the yisra gira nosh applies to behemah tameya? The chitay. Maybe you'll tell me kisava he holds ain begidim b'nei sintam. Hazeb Yud holds that the gira nosh has no taste to it, and therefore over tameya nami, even by behemah tameya, yisra git ika. It's a tumuleka. That's the reason why not chayiv. That's the reason why chayiv. Because since ain begidim b'leisim tam, it has no taste to it. So really, it's like a piece of wood. So out the behemah tameya shabur, there's no ista behemah tameya on the gira nosha. It's not edible. It's only a special veil. So close to the chayiv feeding the gira nosha. See, even though true yod ain ista chal ista, the other pshat is there's no ista tameya on the gira nosha. It's only osim mishum gira nosha. That's why Rabbi Yud holds maybe chayiv feed the gira nosha from the behemah tameya. Maybe that's the pshat. Tomorrow says mitumei nami yisur gidika yisur tumei leka. Tomorrow says that true. V'sover of Yehuda ain begidim leitzlam. Is that true? Can you tell us that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no time taste of eating the gid hanosha? V'or tani blown like this. The Gemara m'sochim hoicha gid hanosha shabehemet tumei. If somebody eats the gid hanosha the shiara kavein from a behemet tumei, we have Yehuda mechayiv shtayim. So clearly you chayiv twice. Bishum behemet tumei also. Rabbi Shimon Poiter. So you see clearly, according to Yehuda, you have to say yesh begidim leis in tam. It has a tam or the gid, and therefore you need to chayiv twice. So why you chayiv twice? It must be because it's the chalisa. That's kasha by nevela tameya by oif tameya. It has no from the ista chalisa. It's worse like this. Rula tell Yehuda really kesav Rabbi Yehuda yesh begidim leis in tam. Yes, there is a tam in gidim. Uksava noi b'shlil. But he also holds that the Yisra Gid HaNosh applies even to the fetus, even to the baby when it's in the mother's stomach. If so, the Yisra Gid, the Yisra Tumah, Pahavi Adodikosi. I mean, as soon as the baby, as soon as the fetus is being formed, right away it's chal the yisa tameir on it. It's a behemoth tameir, and right away it's also chal the yisa gira nosher. So like the vatachas, they're both chal together. That's why he holds both yisur machal. He's boiled the bird before when it's alive, but only has nisa if tameir. When it dies, you want it to get a new shein nevela. That's no ain't nisa chal nisa. But here, when the fetus is first being formed, both things are there together. The yisa gira and the yisa behemoth tameir, they're both chal together. Smur says, that true? Or me, Moses Amr, is it possible to say that Noi Bishlil, that the Yisra Gira Nosh applies even to the fetus? Is that true? The Yotanan learn like this. Noi Bishlil, that the Yisra Gira Nosh applies to the fetus. That's Tanakama. But so clearly, Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, ain't Noi Bishlil. If you don't know, it's not Noi Bishlil. He says so clearly that there's no Yisra Gira Nosh on the Shlil. And the Chelbe Mutter, and also Adin the Chelib, if he cut up in the mother's stomach, after you made a shchit on the mother, you're allowed to eat the chalif of the fetus. There's no Yisra chalif yet. So you ask the question, how come you the hold the Yisra gidit chalana behema tmeya, I should be ain't Yisra chalisa? So when it says, no, I tell you, how immediately, when does it be the hold this svara gabi tahira? Only by a behema tahira, there the Yisra gidit first chal after it's born. Why? The Rachmanam, the Pasuk says, kol ba behema tahichlo. The Torah says, anything inside the mother's stomach you're allowed to eat. Meaning to say, the shech the mother, whatever you find inside is mutter. So therefore, that shlil, the fetus you find inside is mutter to eat everything. You'll have to eat the giranosha shaboy, you'll have to eat the chelif shaloy shaboy. Because the Pasuk says, kol ba behema teichlu. But that's only by behema teirah. Abba be temeyah, naik. But maybe by behema temeyah, since there's no head to eat what's inside the mother's stomach, maybe what in the giranosha also is also in the shlil. And therefore there'll be both chabav asachas, the yisa gid and the yisa tameya. Smur says no. Umi motzit amrit kin is possible to say. Ditavayu. Pahadi adodikos, is it possible to say they're both the chab at the same time? The yisa behema tameya and the fetus. And the yisa gid anosha. I do a tanam learn like this. Al elu tumay hanozim megaleich. These are the tumit that if a nozir touches while he's a nozir, he becomes tamay. And he has to start over again. He loses his first days that he counted, and he has to take a haircut and start over again. Which tumis does he touch that makes him start over again? Ala mace. If a nozer touches a mace, he has to start over again. When he after becomes tor, fi al kazayis min mace, he even touches a kazayis min mace. And this, for Kashlum, he had a question. What do you have to say this for? Al kazayis min mace megaleach, al mace kul lekoshrein. Like madach v'yonu touches a kazayis min mace. That he's megaleach, he has to start over again, so if he touches the whole mace for sure. So what does that say both for? Now this, V'yom Rav Yochanan V'yochanan says, L'nitzuch, the whole chiddush over here is, Elo l'nefel, sh'leniskashru evoru begidim. Talking about the fetus in the stomach yet, that's so small, the sh'leniskashru evoru begidim, that it's, the evoru's limbs inside doesn't have its veins yet. So what the chiddush is, that's called a mace. And if you touch the kazayas of that, you tell me that's the chiddush. As the lekha bearing kazayas boss of the kulei, chim di yisa sholei metam biyel, al matchils meis from evor and makod megid mufket. And the kazayas mena meis means the kazayas from a whole meis. When it says if you touch a meis, it means if you touch this fetus. And the chiddush is even though there's no kazayas boss inside it. But since it's a complete fetus, you tell me also. So what do we see here though? That when the fetus starts to be created, first comes the limbs, and then the gidim, then the veins first comes later. And so when the fetus of the behemoth tamei starts to be formed, first it's chal the yisa behemoth tamei on it, and then later when it grows a little bit bigger, then it gets its veins, then it's first chal the yisa gira nosha. So then it should be kasha. How is the yisa gira nosha chal? Let's say ain yisa chal yisa. That's the question. Now we see here, Issa tumah, Issa tumah kodim. The Issa tumah comes first. So when it says no, afagav the Issa tumah kodim. It's not true. The fetus starts to grow first without its veins, but also Issa gid chalalayu. I tell you, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Issa gid anosha could be chal upon the Issa beima tmeya. Why? Shekein isura noy b'vnei noyach. Because the Issa gid anosha is a chomadik Issa. It's even a gay to b'nei noyach. Rashi says shekein Issa chomeru. V'yesh by koyach lochal alachirim, or miyachumra shenayg b'vnei noyach. Rabbi Yehuda could learn, like we learned, it says in the Mishnah. See, even though he said before by oif tameya, the Eastern Avail is not Chal, and it's a Chal Issa. But over here, the Eastern Gira Noshe, which is a Chomet, the Issa, could be Chal upon a Behemet Tameya. The Mor says, they cannot bring a proof for this. It says, now Mishnah. Omer Yudhi, Yudhi says, Ve'aloi Mibna Yaakov Nesa Gira Noshe. The Gira Noshe was also right away before Matan Terub, even to Bnei Meach. Ve'adayim Behemet Tameya Muterah from it. That's how Behemet Tameya was Mutter for them. So that's the Svar of Yudhi now Mishnah. Viewed all the reason why the Yisra Gira Nosh is Chal upon a Behemet Tameya, because Gira Nosh is a Chomet de Gisra, and even applies to Bnei Noach. The Gemara just says, like Deikon and Rashi says, the time of Yud, that's the reason of Yud, Mishum Hai Taimuhu, the Yalat Bnei Yaakov, the Kaur, the Mount Tera, Bnei Noach, heavy. Seals Bnei Yaakov, before Mount Tera called Bnei Noach, and that's what the Mishnah says before, that's the Chomet de Gisra. Kufo, we just say, Hoich Gid HaNosha Shabayimah Tameya, the Abiyudu Mechayiv Shtam, who does Taka hold the Chayiv twice? Because Taka say, Yisra Chal Lissa on the Gid HaNosha. Because the Abishimah point, the Abishimah says, no, you put. He also doesn't know from this world. The Mas Abishimah Monashach, I Yisra Chal Lissa Lechayiv Mishum Gidish, we Chayiv twice. El Ma Iyein Yisra Chal Lissa Lechayiv Mishum Tameya, a Kopon let it be Chayiv Mishum Behemah Tameya, the Kodim. So who the Svar should be, we ain't the Gidim, maybe he holds ain't the Gidim less than time. That there's no time at all in the Gidim. And therefore there's no Issa Behemet Tameya, but it's so I call upon him, L'chai Mishum Gidam the Gid, let's be Chai Mishum Gidam Moshe then. There is no problem of Issa Chal Issa. If you hold ain't the Gidim, there's no taste to that Gid, so there's no problem then. There's no Issa Tameya on it until now, let the Issa Gid be Chal. On the Rav, it says, no, L'yelam Rav Shimon Old Kassavar ain't the Gidim less than time. Taken no time in Gidam Gidam Moshe. If so, why aren't you also on a Behemet Tameya? The Chudazana Shal Adissa being Chalissa, it's only the Gira Moshe alone. The Mora says, Echnami, Vishani Hosom, the other quote, the Pesach says, Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael of Gira Moshe. So we dash in, Mi Shagidi Osa of Sar Muta. It's only Osa Gira Moshe, something of an animal that the rest of the meat you're allowed to eat. Only the Gidi can eat. Yotazua goes out from here, a Behemet Tameya, Shagidu Yasa Bsara Yasa. That's the reason of Rabbi Shimon. There's a special verse that says that the yeast of Gira Nosh only applies to Behema that you could eat from the meat. But a Behema Tmei can eat from the meat, so there's no yeast of Gira Nosh Chal upon it. Ah, that be over at the yeast of Behema Tmei, that he holds no, ain't begidim le sentam. I think the Rashba thought to explain that the Mahlekes here of Yesh begidim, ain't begidim, everybody agrees the Gira Nosh, the vein, gives off a very small amount of taste. So Mahoyga says that small amount that he gives off, is that called the time of meat? That could be also. Or maybe no, it's not called the time of meat. It's not also. It's only a special Xerath Akosid, as the Easter Gira Nosh, it's also. But here, as Behemet Tameya, though, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. There's no Easter to eat it. There's no Easter of Behemet Tameya. And the word then is no Easter of Gira Nosh, because it is Xerath Akosid. The Nalimor says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, that Oichel Gid HaNosh Shenevela. If somebody eats the Gid HaNosh of a behemoth that's in the veil, the dog without a shechita, so Rabbi Meir Mechayiv Shtayim, Rabbi Meir holds Yechayiv twice, both for the Yisra Gid HaNosh and for the Yisra of the veil. The Chachom Moimrim, Ein Mechayiv Elo Achas, you only Chayiv one, that's all. Well, because they hold Ein Yisra Chal Al Yisra. Therefore, the Yisra in the veil is not Chal upon the din of Gid HaNosh. And Rabbi Meir holds no, you say Yisra Chal Al Yisra over here, at least by Gid HaNosh, but in the veil. That Nevela is Chal upon the Yisra Gid HaNosh. But the Gemara says, Umoi dim Chacham the Rabbi Meir, for the Chom agreed to Rabbi Meir, the Yoichel Gid HaNosh Shal Oilom, the Shashar HaNisko Shechayiv Shnayim, that if you eat the Gid HaNosh from a Korban Oilom, or else from a shore that killed somebody, so the Locher is it's Chayiv Skil itself, and they're built in Paschal already, they made it into a shore HaNisko, even before they stone it, if somebody eats now from its Gid HaNosh, Shechayiv Shtayim, in these two cases, Shechayiv twice. So Rashi says, why the Chomer is Surga? The Yisra is very Chomer. Oy Shashar HaNisko, or else from Oyla. Omay Chumrayu, Shasurim Bano. What's the Chumer here that the Rasta Bano? So therefore, up until now, Gid HaNosh was Mutta Bano, it's only Yasa Bachila. Now that it's called the Yisra from the Korban Oyla, or the Yisra from Shah HaNisko, that's also Bano. This is the more Chomer to Gisra. Here we say Yisra Chal Alo Yisra. Nagumor says, Oman Haitana, who is this Tana? The Biyasa Kolel, Issa Chala Lissa Lesley. But Issa Kolel, Biyasa Chomer Islay. Who holds this? Who's the Tana Rashi with the Chomin? that the Yisakolol Yisachar Lissa Lesle, only the Yisakol is Nisachomer. Is a gid chal mishenelda. Since it's born, it's chal yisagid anosha. The kodesh shenis nablo hayigid also before it became in the veil, the gid of it was also. Ubsaramuta, only the gid was lost, not the basa. Now, once the animal dies, it becomes in the veil. Now it's nesser after sarah. So, who is called an isakul? It's not only being chal upon the gid anosha, it's being chal upon more things, even the basa. So, and still the Chum say, you do not say Yisachal Lissa. And when the animal dies and eats the Gid Anosha, you're not Chayi for Nevela. Vashenken over here, by Yeshua Niskal, or by Korban Eilo, here he does say the Yisra Chal, because it's an Yisachomo. So who is the Pshat, who is this Tana that's out of the Tanakamo, that holds that an Yisachomo alone is not Chal Alissa. Only if Yisachomo is a more Chomotik Yisra, then it's Chal. So Marin says, oh, my Rovo, Reb Yossi Aglili, goes according to Reb Yossi Aglili.